You're listening to Shockwave News right here on RSS.com. Go to RSS.com/Shockwave News. That's RSS.com/Shockwave News. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is Shockwave News. Folks, if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. Shockwave News is alternative news and information worldwide. We cover things that the mainstream, lamestream media censors and refuses to report on. So we go down that rabbit hole where mainstream media refuses to go. We cover everything from the clot shot to wars to local and political government here in the United States. We cover anything and everything all over the world. So that'll give you a little bit of an idea what this podcast is all about. I have an article here from naturalnews.com, and it's an interesting article, folks, very interesting article. And the headline on the article reads, "A Beacon of Peace, Trump Administration Signals Sanctions Relief for Russian Ukraine." Well, if you know, I'll give you a little pretext here. If you know, Donald Trump respects strong people and strong men. He thinks Vladimir Putin is a strong man. Of course, Vladimir Putin has been a dictator. He's been brought up through the ranks, you know, the last 30, 40 years through the KGB, et cetera, et cetera. Now he's 60, I think 60 plus, pushing, I don't know, his middle 60s or whatever. But him and Donald Trump get along. A lot of people don't know Trump does have a hotel over there in Russia, a very nice hotel. And a lot of people don't realize they're one and the same. That's why they get along so good. He really, really likes Putin. And I think Putin really likes him because they see each other as both stronger, older men. And they don't screw around. Where you have, we have Vladimir Zelensky over in Ukraine. The Ukrainian president just takes orders. And a lot of people don't know, they ran the last president out of Ukraine. In other words, they got rid of him with the help of us and special operations. It's always the United States, folks. I'll just tell you that. I know you don't want to hear that, but it's always the United States usually behind a lot of these regime changes and everything. They're either pushing, it's either this or Israel, one of us, the Mossad over there in Israel, or somebody always pushing for a regime change if they don't like something that they said or how they're behaving, acting, et cetera, how they're governing. And it's one of them two sources. So Trump has, he doesn't like Zelensky for whatever reason. He's called him names. He said he's a dictator, et cetera, et cetera. So Trump doesn't like Zelensky right now. Zelensky's kind of on the shit list. So that's why Trump's cozying up to Russia. He even told Zelensky, you know, you were stupid for even starting this war or continuing the war with Russia. Basically, Russia could kick your ass at any time. That's basically what was said slash unsaid to Zelensky. So Zelensky took offense to that, of course. And so Zelensky used to be, by the way, they installed somebody that used to be a comedian, and he wasn't even that good. Listen to me, folks. Zelensky's former background, the president of Ukraine, he is a friggin' comedian. He's a comedian, folks. Talk show comedian. That ought to tell you something right there. That ought to tell you something right there. He's not worth a shit. He's installed. He's just an installed puppet. So let's get into today's podcast here, folks. The Trump administration has now indicated that Russia could receive sanctions relief if it shows commitment to a peace negotiations with Ukraine. This makes significant shift from the previous administration's hardline stance. While Russia economy shows signs of renewed optimism, the Ukrainian government is skeptical of President Trump's criticism of Ukrainian President Zelensky and push now for new elections to have strained relationships. The European allies are struggling to react to the changing U.S. policy, leading to disagreements within the G7. The U.S. strategy involves strengthening the economic ties with Ukraine before negotiating with Russia. The path to peace is complicated by tensions between the U.S. and Ukraine, as well as concerns about how the negotiations will impact the broader geopolitical landscape. Despite the challenges, the possibility of sanctions and relief and peace negotiations offers a hope and an end to the 3-year conflict in Ukraine. The outcome will depend on the cooperative efforts of key players. Okay, folks, I'll pause right there for just a second. With that being said, folks, you have to understand the previous administration, obviously Biden, the Democratic administration, they just wanted to keep feeding Ukraine and feeding Ukraine, feeding Ukraine. Well, if they're an ally, I understand, but just like J.D. Vance had went over there, flew over there to Europe and laid out a speech, and the Europeans were just stunned at what he said, the vice president, this is how it's going to go. Europe, folks, I'll just give you a little history lesson. Europe was getting their ass kicked in World War II. If it wasn't, and I have to remind people going way, way, way back, you know, 1941, you know, the bombing of Pearl Harbor here in Hawaii, and then that drug us into the war. That was kind of staged. But long story short, we have been bailing out Europe for a long time. Europe, folks, could not have won World War II. All them suckers over there would be speaking German right now. I don't know about us here in America, but them sons of bitches over there would be speaking all German if it wasn't for us in World War II moving forward. That's how it's always been. Anytime somebody needs help, the majority of the world comes to the United States, being one of the richest, God-blessed nations in the entire planet and the entire world. That what happens is these nations that get into trouble, get into conflict, they come to us. And then once we bail them out, after everything's said and done, we bail them out at taxpayers' expense. You know, we have 300 and almost 80 million people here in this country, and you have to understand it's coming off of their shoulders. It's coming off of their hard-earned work. It's coming out of, you know, most of everybody that pays taxes. So should we pay for Europe? Well, hell no. Fuck no. We don't. That shit needs to stop. So Trump's taking a hardline stance to where the Democrats give. They'll give. The copper off a penny if they have to. They'll give continuously. They don't care until you bleed, until everybody bleeds but them. That's how they are. They don't give a fuck. Where Trump on this particular case, I do agree. The golden calf, being us in this case, needs to end. The free money needs to end. The supporting of Europe and kissing their ass for everything and giving them everything needs to end. France, Germany, the UK, all these filthy, filthy rich nations, and Spain as well, all them four big, filthy, large, huge countries, they need to step the fuck up. Germany usually does. I don't have a problem too much with Germany, but a lot of the other countries don't. They don't want to step the fuck up. They need to step up and do something. That's exactly what they need to do. And people don't understand that, you know, despite challenges, possible sanctions reliefs and negotiations offers hope for an end to the 3-year conflict in Ukraine. And again, in a significant shift, this could mark the turning point for ongoing conflict in Ukraine The Trump administration has also signaled that Russia could receive sanctions relief if it shows a genuine commitment to peace negotiations, which it will, which it will. So you have to understand, Putin's not, everybody here in this country thinks Putin is an asshole and Putin is just a total idiot. Putin's very, very, very smart. High IQ, very, very smart. He knows what the fuck he's doing. He's ex-KGB. He's been there for over 20, 25 years, ex-KGB, and moved up the rank. He's very, very, very sharp. He's not a dumbass by any means. He knows how to stay in power. He knows what games to play. He knows exactly what the fuck he's doing. And that's more than I could say for most people in this country. You know, again, you know, sanctions relief on the horizon. The U.S. Treasury, Scott Bessent, in a Bloomberg interview, made it clear that the United States is prepared to adjust its sanctions policy based on Russian cooperation in ending the conflict. Russia could win some relief from U.S. sanctions based on its willingness to negotiate to end the war in Ukraine, Bessent stated. He emphasized that the administration is committed to a rapid solution of the conflict, adding the president is committed to ending the conflict very quickly. You know, and again, you know, you have to understand the world is watching. It's how the prospect of sanctions relief for Russia and a potential end to the Ukraine war. And see, this is going on, and the global elite, folks, the global elite that are running this show, and I'll get into this on another podcast, they don't care. They want this shit to go on and on and on and on. They don't give a fuck. All they want to do is see this drama going on, because then it takes all the eyes, all the seeing eyes and everything of what they're doing in the back door. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and I'll get into that again in another podcast coming up. But again, they have all kinds of shit. You know, here they're saying they're going to release the bird flu. And again, I'll cover that in another podcast and all this stuff. And this is what I mean, what's going on in the back door, these elites that are planning all this shit. So they want this Ukrainian conflict going on forever. So that takes the eyes off of them, the watching eyes off of them. So then they can pull shit on the American people and pull shit on the people of the world behind their back, and they don't even know it. Oh, a pandemic. Oh, another plague in a pandemic. Oh, well, we were watching Ukraine and Russia go back and forth and Trump arguing all this. And oh, we didn't know there's another pandemic, another this, another war. And that's what they do. It's called a distraction, folks, a distraction. And they're good at that. So again, as the world watches, there could be sanctions relief for Russia, a potential end to the war. You know, it's going to depend on the key players. Zelensky and his administration will be crucial in determining the outcome. And the Trump administration's willingness to engage in a more flexible approach to sanctions could be a catalyst for lasting peace. But it will require a cooperative and a constructive response from all parties involved. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is Shockwave News. Go to rss.com/shockwave news. That's rss.com/shockwave news. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. Most importantly, thanks for listening. God bless you. Until next time, folks, bye for now.